Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling. 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling. 479-968-3131.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Welcome in, everyone. Welcome to Drop Your Energy Bill, the show where we teach you, well, we're all students of energy, aren't we? We need it. We use it. We require it. It's part of our lives. It touches each and everything that we do every day, every hour, every minute, where you learn about energy. It's incredible how many different facets there are when it comes to energy. Think about anything. So we're going to get into a lot today. We archived this show over at Drop Your Energy Bill. And that way you can share it, love it, like it, go listen again, because I have to go very quickly. The time passes fast. So you can email, get your questions answered, hit us up. We are open 24/7 at the web, info@dropyourenergybill. You can always reach out with the phone, 844-411-DROP. That's the phone number. You can call and get your questions answered that way. And we may even put you on the air if you've got some good stuff that we're interested in talking about. So we're going to get into some things today. I had an appearance this week, as I do many times with our affiliate stations. And this is an interesting one. Our Salem Media Broadcast Partners sister station in Little Rock, Arkansas. Steve, one of the hosts there on the Morning Drive show, wanted me on to talk about energy, so doing a little segment with him. And he said, tell our audience, tell our listeners a couple things that they could do that would save them energy right now, instantly, without spending any money. And I said, well, that's easy. Number one is filters. So it got me thinking about some things related to filters. And this is things that we don't think about. You've heard me for many years talk about air infiltration being the biggest culprit of energy waste in homes, offices, and buildings. And people really don't care about it. You just want to be comfortable, right? But if you want the lowest possible, if you want to drop your energy bill, you need to understand and learn these things, because it's because of air infiltration. So how does that have anything to do with filters? Well, you got several filters in your home. In particular, you've got your filter you vacuum or throw away and change out for your heating cooling system, right? Everybody knows about that one. And then it's not on the radar typically, but people think about, well, oh yeah, we do have that filter in the dryer. We do change or clean that pretty regular. So it got me thinking, I wonder if people really connect the dots when it comes to air infiltration. Could your clothes dryer work? See, everybody knows a clothes dryer has an outlet. That's the hose where the heat goes out, right? You got to get that out of the house, especially in the summer, especially when everybody's spending a lot of money to cool their environment. Well, you don't want your clothes dryer blowing hot air in, so you've got a hose, and that runs to an exhaust port, and that puts the heat back outside, right? Back into the atmosphere. But where does the air come from? This is something people don't think about. Where does the air come from that allows the dryer to have an exhaust? You see, to have an exhaust, you have to have an intake, right? Well, your intake is your filter. Hello, that's the filter that filters air through it. So if it's clogged, be it the furnace filter, be it the dryer filter, oh yeah, what about the exhaust fan filter over the cooktop? If that's not clean, it can't exhaust either. But to exhaust, just like on a car, any kind of vehicle, any kind of thing, you have to have an air intake, and then you have to have an exhaust. So in order for that air to be taken in, it has to come from somewhere, doesn't it? And this is where we get into the whole air changes per hour, and this is where we get into quality of air, fresh air introduction and all that. And that's why Tom Rogers, by the way, was on as our guest here a few weeks ago. You can go back and pick up that show. Tom Rogers has done an extensive amount of work over at his website, Gassing America, where he talks about and has done many years, great work where we're talking about gas in homes. Now, gas certainly has a place, and if you put in a generator, and we'll get into some of this too, but the way to generate is not just solar, or a lot of people think, oh, I can put in solar and I can generate energy. Yeah, you can, but you can also put in a generator and run it off gas and connect it to a battery bank, and then you can also have that independence. But let's stay on here with the filters and air infiltration. So if you have gas in there, yeah, you got to have more fresh air coming in. So the more fresh air you have coming in, the more air infiltration you have coming in. So you don't want gas in your home. You do not want gas in your home if you're going to be ultra efficient. You don't want a gas cooktop, an oven, a dryer, or any of those things, because the gas has to be exhausted. It's a flame, right? And think about it. You're not going to go in around an area where you have exhaust from any flame, be it a car or anything else, but you have that in your house. It's just not something we think about. So you need to realize that air infiltration is occurring in order for your clothes dryer to work, your heating cooling system to work, and all these other things. So how do we achieve that fine scientific balance between energy efficiency, air infiltration, and the use of the products we want, like clothes dryers, like HVAC systems? And the way you do that is to first, obviously, not have any gas in there. And I recommend going back and listening to that show over at the website. It's really, really important that you go back and check that show out. And if you're going to keep gas in your home, make sure that you have plenty of fresh air introduction. It's like they say with the gas logs, you're supposed to actually leave a window or door open when you operate them. Hello? Why would you have a window or door open if you're trying to use it to heat, right? Well, it's because you don't want to die from the exhaust from it, because those gas logs don't have an exhaust. They just put them in and run them, right? Yeah. And I can tell you that you really need to be aware of these things, especially as we come back into the heating season, not too many weeks away. I know right now nobody's thinking about heating, but you will. You will. It's coming. I promise you it's coming. And we're going to get into some of the reasons why that's coming. And even more dramatically than you might think. There's a posting over at the website. In fact, it's our newest posting that you need to get into and check out. I'm going to cover that later in the show. It's very, very interesting related to the heating side of things. So when we come back, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about green electric car myths. We're going to talk about a lot of other things, your attic, your ductwork, and many other things that you need to understand about how to drop your energy bill. I'm Rodney Leatherman, and I'll be right back after these important words.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that Fresh, clean air. Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew. Eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Attic-Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic-Guard guards against heat. Attic-Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today. Attic Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic Guard guards against heat. Attic Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click FrescoHealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew. Eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, FrescoHealth.com.
Welcome back in, all across America, wherever you're listening, and around the world on the internet at Drop Your Energy Bill. Rodney Leatherman here to help us together learn. We're all students, really. I mean, I've been around this for many, many years, obviously since my 16-year birthday. I was in the insulation business and then got in the solar business in 1981, got involved with this whole idea of energy envelope in the mid-90s, helped to do a U18 window product that is incredible when it comes to the energy envelope and understanding the whole science behind it. People look at these things, and by the way, over at the website, you've got this great post over there about the Energy Source Home. That's the program you've heard me talk about relating to these new homes, that this incredible technology can be shipped and site-constructed anywhere in the world, and the energy efficiency is already engineered into it. So many of you contact us and always say, well, my contractor won't do this or won't do that. It's just because they don't know. Going forward, this is the new technology, and it's been diluted, and the word green's been thrown around so much. Most of you think, well, green, and you see it everywhere now. This is green, that's green. Well, what does that mean? Well, you know, I'm going to get into a little bit of that and talk about this thing with cars, this electric car thing, this kind of myth that exists around the electric car. And you see them out there now. You're going to see more of them, by the way. Pretty much every manufacturer next year will have an electric car as part of their offering. So here's the interesting thing, though. Because you've got this massive battery in it, an electric car has more than 770 pounds of plastic in it. They're trying to use the plastic to lighten and offset the weight of the batteries, because the electric car technology that exists today really is no different than it was 120 years ago. Henry Ford's wife had an electric car, and that was her favorite car. And so that tells you this is not new technology. So when you see these cars running around, you think, oh, this is cool, this is new, this is... No, it's not. It's actually not. We had electric cars. In fact, a third of the cars on the road 120 years ago were electric cars. Motorcycles, trolleys, trains, all this has been around for a long, long, long time. So don't get too caught up in the latest, greatest. No, it's really not. It's just... more of, okay. So 772 pounds. Now, it's interesting that this week, and by the way, the largest company in the world up until this week was the Saudi Aramco Oil Company. And I've told you for a long time, this whole thing about moving green and going green and all these mandates with these counties and cities and, oh, we're going to be this by 2030 and this by 2040, You can't just snap your finger and make these things happen. First of all, there's always in this country somebody standing there with their hand out wanting money, right? And it's typically some bureau or agency or something that's saying, well, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. Well, that's fine. But back in the beginning of the country, it was, well, you're wanting to do that? Go ahead and do it. But... oh, no, nowadays it's, well, we're going to have you pay for it. Or how am I supposed to pay for it? So you see, understanding the consumption side is something nobody ever talks about. There's nothing about consumption ever addressed. It's just like, oh, well, we'll just keep, and then we'll, well, okay. So with the electric car, when you understand that you have the largest company in the world up until this week, and a tech company actually took them over based on market cap. But you have an oil company, right? And oil is the underpinning of the entire world's economy. It is the basis for our, what is called the U.S. dollar. It's the Federal Reserve note, the petrodollar, as it's called. Actually, it's a note, but it's called that in general terms by most people. You recognize what I'm saying. But the petrol dollar. And so the reality is that these electric cars today, to offset the battery weight, they feel like, well, we've got to, and here's an interesting example. We're going to have this up over at the website for you, but grab this one, ready? A 1967 Chevrolet weighed 2,915 pounds, and a new electric car in 2017 weighed 2,955 pounds. Okay, all steel 1967 Chevrolet, 2,915 pounds, a 2017 electric car, 2,955 pounds, 40 pounds heavier all those years later. Okay, I mean, think about it. And the difference is, well, the battery weight, and then we offset it with plastic. Well, what's plastic? And this, by the way, is the reason that a lot of people have health issues, is because plastics contain metal. They are a petroleum product. Petroleum by nature has metal in it. Heavy metals, as they're called, and you don't want those in your body. But think about it. Everything's plastic today, which is petroleum. So how are you going to go from this whole green thing, as it's called? How are you going to get away from packaging and transporting and manufacturing and all these other things? And then let's talk about for a second all the silver required in the vehicles, in the components, in the technology, in the satellites, in the solar panels, in the cell phones, in the laptops, in the desktops, in the cloud technology. That's all those. See, people think, oh, cloud, that's just... No, the cloud is actually a bunch of computers in a building somewhere. That's what that is. It's not up in the sky floating around on a satellite. It's actually mainframe computers, which run, by the way, off DC energy, DC direct current, which is where we're going to end up going back to eventually as well. That's how we started this whole thing 100 and some years ago, because DC is a direct current. It moves one way, and alternating current moves around and creates heat. So you have to realize computers can't handle the alternating current. It has to be in a form of DC. But the electric car uses plastic, which is a petrol product. It's a chemical product made from petroleum. It's a derivative of petroleum. So there you go. That's interesting stuff, I thought. Now, let's talk about here for a minute something about the green thing when it comes to this whole thing about the sun. Now, the sun gives all life on the planet. There's no doubt about that. And I mentioned to you a few shows ago, and you can go back and on the website and see the posting where I got into detail and listen to the show. The sun in one hour, produces enough energy that the entire world consumes in an entire year. Get your head around that, okay? 1 hour of sun production on this planet provides enough energy for 1 year. We're talking almost 8 billion people. We're talking all the factories, the machinery, the vehicles, everything that uses energy. The sun does that in 1 hour. And it takes us an entire year to use 1 hour's worth of energy. So this whole idea about, well, we've got this going on with the global warming, the climate change, and all these other things. If you rationally look at that and think about it from that point of view, how the sun is ultimately the provider of all life on the planet, which it is, then you can think about that. So, getting back into this, now, most people don't realize that the first solar cell was created back in 1883? What? Not 1983. I got in the solar business in 1981. Listen, this guy, Charles Fritz, was doing this back in 1883 using selenium and gold. Okay, now gold's too expensive to use in solar, so today we use silver. And why is that something I talk about? Well, how do you get silver? No, it's not like some of these Congress people think, where, oh, we just get it. That's not the way it works. Realize silver is a mineral, has to be mined from the earth. To get it out of the earth is a tremendously expensive and very technically intense process, because you need to mine it, transport it, and the rest. So, and we can talk about that later, and I'm going to do podcasts on this. But this Fritz cell, as it was called, because Charles Fritz did it in 1883, did 10 watts per square meter. Okay, 1% efficiency is what it was. It was 1%. Most people think that photovoltaic solar cells just came along, and you see, nothing's really new under the sun, get it? See, the sun, that's why that saying's around today, because the sun is the life giver of this planet. So if you understand that today's solar panels use silicon and phosphorus and boron and silver, and then that creates the movement of energy through them. So I'll talk about a little bit more of that, and then we're going to get back to some energy saving tips for you so you can save money and learn how to drop your energy bill right after these important words.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build affordable and customized net zero ready home packages delivered nationwide? Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Attic Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic Guard guards against heat. Attic Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Attic Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic Guard guards against heat. Attic Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Welcome back. Rodney Leatherman here, helping to move the process along. We try to encourage everybody to understand energy because it affects you in every way. Most people don't care about it. I get it. If you're listening, obviously you do. You're interested. You might want to turn some other people onto this thing because going forward, it's really going to become even more critical that you understand these things. So let's finish up on solar because I'm going somewhere with this. When we think about original Mr. Fritz giving us there a 1% efficiency. Now you can get up to 40% efficiency out of solar, okay? And these were using very exotic materials, but the average is still somewhere 16 to 17 to 18%. That's about what you're going to see out of solar production in terms of the panels. And then you have some degradation over time. And the interesting thing is that when people think about energy efficiency or the term green, which has been completely adulterated, and how it ties to energy, and you hear it more and more and more, and people have no real understanding about it. They think they do, but they don't. They don't really know. You know more than these talking heads. Trust me, you really do if you listen to our show. That Green is just a catch. It's a basket. That's all. Just a basket, and everything goes in it. Well, that's really not the way it works. I mean, that's just not the way it works. So, but solar doesn't produce heating or cooling, does it? It just produces electricity. That's what it produces. Now, you can have a solar system that would generate heat, but is it going to produce cooling? No. So you get then into, okay, 70% of my bill, 70% of my bill is for heating and cooling. And I need a filter on it to circulate air because I've got to have an intake for an outlet. That's what ductwork is. That's why I really encourage you to jump over at the website and learn about this duct wrap, because 90% of your ducts leak in your existing home, offices, and buildings. 90% leak. And you can learn, if you sign up over at the website for the 0.70 Club, you can learn how to check your ductwork. You can learn how to know whether you have leakage. You don't have to go crawling in your attic or go under your crawl space. All you have to do is learn the simple ways to determine whether your ductwork is leaking. But then this wrap that we have that is foam-based with a reflective material in the core of it that increases your ductwork up to 200%. First, it stops the leaks and it seals. Phenomenal product. So if your ductwork's in your attic, you want to seal the attic. And you can do that using a product called Attic Guard that I really, really like. And then you can also go into the crawl space and seal that. You can seal that, stop air infiltration there. Because a crawl space and an attic, see, you're in the middle. You're caught in the middle. And if you're on a slab, you're getting cooked because there's no insulation around that slab. Slab's getting hot. You're trying to cool it. You got ductwork in the attic. It's up there in 160 degrees. It's not wrapped. It's leaking. You got air infiltration everywhere. You run your clothes dryer. That's proof you have air infiltration. Okay? You don't think about it in terms of your heating cooling system. You think, oh, that just circulates the air in here. But the clothes dryer should be a good indication. That's why you should clean that filter twice every load you run it. So don't set it for, oh, run it the whole cycle. Stop it in the middle, go clean that filter again, because if air has to move through that filter, like it does your heating cooling system, you've got to clean it. You've got to clean it to make sure air moves through it. So when we talk about getting this energy source home, this net zero ready concept, what does that mean? What is net zero ready? That means it's ready for some form of generation, so you can have localized generation to be truly net zero. And people all the time say, oh man, I'd love to be off grid. I want to be off grid. I don't want to have a utility bill. Okay. And this is the whole point that I'm trying to make about this with solar. You see, nothing in this world's free. You think, oh, I get a stimulus check or I do this or I do that. No, there's always a piper to pay. Always a piper to pay. So this whole idea that, and this really gets to, you've got to address the high cost of free, the high cost of free, which applies to not only everything in life, but certainly to every green technology that exists. The high cost of free energy, you say? Oh, no. You see, to make a solar panel requires silicon, phosphorus, boron, other elements, but they all have to be mined, refined, and then a production line assembly. There's a cost to it, and you have to pay that. What's the payback on it? Well, it could be 5 to 7 to 10 years. It could be longer. It could be never if you don't address efficiency. But here's the key. If you put in geothermal heating and cooling in your home, office, or building, and you understand what that energy envelope is, now you don't have to put as much geothermal in, so your cost is lower, and obviously the energy required to run it is much lower. And once you've done those things, because you have to have heating and cooling, right? People think, oh, I just want solar. I'll just keep what I have in terms of my heating and cooling system. Really? You're going to do that and expect to save money? No, there's no free green technology, and by the way, geothermal is about as green as it gets, and you have to have heating and cooling. So you need to do geothermal as a checklist item before you even think about solar. There's nothing wrong with solar. But if you don't put heat and cooling first, how are you going to heat and cool your house? Oh, well, no. So don't let somebody mislead you, confuse you, or take your money and think, oh, well, this is free energy from the sun. And it's, yeah, the energy from the sun is free. Make no mistake. The cost of receiving it, converting it, and using it, that's not free. And if you don't address consumption, if you don't understand the clothes dryer and you don't understand the return register, the heating and cooling filter, if you don't understand these things, the energy that you're using, the demand requirements, the consumption, if you've heard me say this over and over and over, consumption first before production, consumption first. If you don't address consumption, don't even think about production. And yeah, there are all kinds of things besides solar. You can do hydro. You can do, as I mentioned, you can get natural gas. You talk about a great application for gas, and a lot of electric companies are doing it right now. In fact, in July, gas prices spiked because more electric companies are using it to produce kW that you use in your home. You can't use gas to make your cell phone work or your computer. No, can't do that, or your stereo or your cooktop or your whatever you're using that uses electricity, which is everything. So you have to use gas in a smart way. A smart way to use gas is to create electricity, and that's what we're doing more and more and more in the industry. They're doing more and more generation from natural gas. You can do the same thing at your place right there, home office or building. You can put in a generator that uses gas. You can have a battery bank like you would with solar, and you can use it that way. It's a great application, but you don't want it inside because you've got a flame and you got some issues there. Again, go check out Tom Rogers' appearance on our show back several weeks ago in the archives, and you can see that. All right, so quickly, this energy source home that we're talking about, this is a pre-engineered, factory-built home. It's not a modular or mobile. This is a component that is site-constructed. These are components that are site-constructed right out there, and you can see a posting over there. It's called a net zero ready home. So that means that when you build this home, office or building, technology can be applied to anything from tiny house to mega mansion to factory or anything else. Because what we did in designing this and the background that I have associated with it is to address all the aspects of energy consumption first. First. Common sense take. And you can apply this same strategy to your home office or building because it is the same approach. It's just with this house, it's pre-engineered and pre-designed. It can be applied to any floor plan. You can take your blueprint and say, here, Rodney, we want to have this house built. Okay. Now, the construction of it is done locally by subcontractors, these guys that actually come and put it together for you, or you can do it yourself for that matter. It's very easy. It's not complicated. It's straightforward. It's all pre-engineered, and you don't have to really do a lot of head scratch. You have to do some depending on the design of it. But, I mean, listen, the only place I know success comes before work is in the dictionary. No other place you're going to find success before you do some work. So you got to get off the couch. You got to actually make things happen. That's what success is making things happen. And remember, energy is creating some form of work, making something happen. That's what the essence of energy is, your personal energy. And this is the crux of it. You exchange your personal energy for wages at your job. You take those wages and then you turn around and spend that on things like energy. So why not do something like take your personal energy and do something to drop your energy bill, like stopping air infiltration, cleaning your filters, these unplugging things that aren't using energy at the time you need them because all that vampire energy. How many times have you saw your, or now you know who I'm talking about. You got your cell phone charged, you leave it plugged in all the time, or you leave your computer charging cord plugged in all the time for your laptop, even though you carry your laptop with you. That uses a minute amount of energy. And you're going to see dramatic energy increases going forward. Now, I want to get into something that we've done when we talk about the sun. We talk about energy and how it relates. There's something that we had start last year called the Grand Solar Minimum. Now, the Grand Solar Minimum, this is not just a solar minimum. This is a Grand Solar Minimum. And what does it really mean for life on Earth? Well, it's a game changer, folks. Let me tell you, friends, this is going to be a game changer for all of us. And we've entered into a period now where we have a reduced activity known as the solar minimum. But this one, this particular solar minimum, is an unique one that occurs only every 400 years. Then you layer over the top of that another event that's happening in the universe that's a 9,000-year event. And then you start looking at these things and how they really apply to what we're talking about with energy. You're going to see colder winters as a result of this. You're going to see the temperature drop. That's what's going to happen. You're going to require more heating and less cooling in most cases, especially in northern hemisphere areas, in North America in particular. So you're going to see things change dramatically. Over at the website, you've got a lot of information over there where you can get your interest sparked and learn more about the Grand Solar Minimum, because this is a direct impact on your energy bills. And you need to know about this so you get a little bit more motivated to understand, maybe I do need to do something. Maybe what that guy's been talking about all these years, I really should kind of get a little bit motivated, because when I understand all these different things are starting to happen, Oh, and by the way, the cost of energy itself is going to be increasing. And I don't think you're going to go, I don't need it anymore, I'll just not use it. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. So why is geothermal a big deal? You can pull the energy out of Mother Earth. You get down 8 feet in the ground, and you get a consistent temperature of about 55 degrees. So if you're going to cool, guess what? Didn't take hardly any energy to do that. And it also a benefit, a side benefit, a free benefit. And this is a free benefit. It's a truly free benefit of geothermal, which is a renewable, sustainable, green technology, if you get right down to it. That, in fact, it qualifies for tax credits because of its renewable nature. And that's another cool thing. Up to 30% of your geothermal cost can be given back to you in the form of a tax credit against your taxes. It's kind of a stupid no-brainer. But you need to address the energy envelope first. You need to realize you got to get the U18 window in there. You got to get the right kind of wrap around your existing ductwork. You've got to put your ductwork in conditioned space if possible. You've got to address encapsulating the attic and the crawl space. You've got to address the reasons why you consume, and now your tonnage has dropped. In fact, the tonnage on this energy source home package requirement, and I say it's pre-engineered for energy consumption, you can get up to 2,200 square feet that would require only 12,000 BTUs of heating and cooling. That's one ton. Now, that varies. That's not going to be the typical. It's probably more around 1,500. But in the perfect scenario, you could stretch it that far because the envelope is so incredibly tight and keeps what's outside outside and what's inside inside. That's the key to it right there. You want to know the crux of, if you said, Rodney, tell me in one sentence what this energy efficiency stuff is. It's keeping what's inside inside and what's outside outside. That's how you maintain a comfortable conditioned space, which is 70% of your bill. So back to geothermal. If you've got this address first and you've got now all these energy efficiency improvements made, now you've got the minimum amount of consumption required. So you might have went from a 4-ton down to a 2-ton unit, okay? So instead of 4 loops, you only need 2. Now instead of a 4-ton, you only have a 2-ton. Hello? I mean, think about the benefits of that in terms of how that really impacts the cost of the system. Not only up front, but the energy use of it. My goodness. And those static improvements you made, like putting in the U18 window, don't let somebody tell you, by the way, and I get this all the time. Well, I talked to such and such, and he's trying to sell me this window, and he's trying to tell me this is what I need to do, and this is what. let me ask you, look these people in the eye and say, are you going to pay my utility bill? You always create the specification. You create the specification and then have your contractors bid on it for you. Now, when it comes to heating and cooling, that's not easy to do. You need to let a professional, one of the sponsors of our show, anywhere you're listening right now, all of our stations have great sponsors that are in the heating and cooling a lot. Most of them, in fact, are in the geothermal business. And they can come out and evaluate for you and explain to you, here's what your requirement is right now. And make these energy efficiency improvements. Insulation, people don't think about windows as insulation, but it is. I mean, you want to see out? Yeah. You want to have a window? Of course. All right. Well, then that's an energy hole. If you don't make that efficient, guess what happens? Yeah. Energy hole, increasing energy load, increasing demand, costing you more money each and every minute of each and every day. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman. I'll be right back after these important messages. Stick around another notch.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Attic Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic Guard guards against heat. Attic Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Attic Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic Guard guards against heat. Attic Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click FrescoHealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Welcome back. Welcome in, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Drop Your Energy Bill, info at Drop Your Energy Bill. I realize I go very quickly and I hit the highlights, and that's what I have to do here because the show is very short. That's why you can hit us up, info at Drop Your Energy Bill. We're here for you. Help you through these times where you need to navigate these waters. So what we're really talking about now is value. Value, a fair return or equivalent in goods, services, or money for something exchanged. So what you always want to look for is value. What does that mean? That means not letting someone else talk you into something because they're selling it. And I love the window example because it's the one that I get the most feedback about. Well, they don't have a U18 window. Okay, contact us. We'll put you in touch with somebody that does. Well, they're telling me I don't need that. Is that right? Well, what do they know about energy efficiency? Well, they're in the window business. Well, okay, what does that mean? Are they understanding the energy envelope relative to all the other components that feed into what a U18 window provides relating to heating and cooling and other things? Or are they just selling you windows? Or they've been in business for 30 years and they're, you know, No, well, okay. Well, see, when you really get your head around this and you start, it's like the guys that say, oh, you need 12-inch insulation in your attic. No, you don't. You need 17 inches of insulation. Oh, well, why do I need that much? And they'll say, well, you don't need that much. Yeah, you do, because we're talking value. If you don't spend enough money to get your money's worth, then you've wasted your money. So this is a fine line that you have to walk to understand, where do I get the most return on my investment dollars spent in terms of energy? These static improvements you make for insulation, windows, attic, anywhere, crawl space, etc., affects the direct amount of heating and cooling required, which is 70% of your bill. So value is critical. You want to make sure that you spend it the right way. 17 inches in the attic, U18 window, minimum. Okay? Just because they tell you, and the insulation you use, the type of ductwork, and that's the beautiful thing about the new energy source home. All those ductworks are in the condition space. What does that mean? Well, that's a whole show that we can talk about. But that's why you want to hit us up, info at Drop Your Energy Bill. So if you've got these questions and you want to get answers, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here to do, is help you. 844-411-DROP. We love helping you figure and navigate through this minefield, because everybody out there's got an opinion, right? Who's right? Me. Not always, I promise you, I'm not always right. But I tell you this, you take the information that you get here and you go bounce it off other people, and that's what it's about. Info at Drop Your Energy Bill. I appreciate you taking the time today. Share us, love us, like us around your social media platform, and we'll see you next time.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.